Storms are developing right now with the potential to be severe, damaging wind gusts, small hail, and flooding chances. I'm timing out your evening.
Breaking news here in Durham, a 4-year-old killed and a 15-year-old injured in a shooting. Why police were initially called out here and who they have in custody.
Multiple homes in this neighborhood were hit by bullets after police say that someone fired guns celebrating the 4th of July. I spoke with neighbors about the close call.
Now at 7, a look at radar. Storms and showers still lingering across parts of our area. However, the worst of this system is over in the Triangle.
Let's take a live look outside. A wet Clinton tonight. The rain might not be over there just yet either. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dan Haggerty.
And I'm Ashley Rowe. Meteorologist Kat Campbell is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Kat, we could see another round of storms before the end of the week?
Yes, we could. It's rinse and repeat. More storm chances on the way in the days ahead. But today was really the best coverage of storms that we'll have for the remainder of the week. We still have some storms up in Northampton County right around Lake Gaston. We also have showers that are lingering in the southern part of our viewing area in southern Hoke, Cumberland, and Sampson counties. A few showers up in Moore County as well, but we're not seeing the intense thunderstorms that we did earlier this afternoon. We continue to see some issues in terms of the heavy rain. Flood advisories remain in effect for a few more hours for southern Cumberland, Hoke, and Sampson counties. And that's the area where there have been about 1 to 2 inches of rain reported. Even locally, we've seen totals higher than 2 inches. Up to the north, we did see some rain around Wake County, some heavy rain around Harnett County today as well. If we take a closer look at some of the rainfall winners today, Clinton, Apex, Pullen Park all saw over 1.5 inches of rain, Vass over 1 inch, as well as Rayford and Dunn. We could see more rain tonight, and even as you wake up tomorrow morning, I'll have a closer look at your morning commute forecast coming up, Ashley.
Okay, thanks, Kat. A sinkhole opened up in Fayetteville this evening. This was the scene on Cliffdale Road near the intersection with McPherson Church Road. The road caved in as a car drove over it. The driver is okay.
I'm Matt Tallholm in the WRAL Live Center with some good news for anybody who's expecting someone home in eastern Wake County. An accident that had closed all southbound lanes of I-87 between Wendell and Zebulon, that has just cleared up within the last 15 minutes. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene. We want to show you what this looked like. Several vehicles were involved in this crash there. You can see the backups, how far those extended. This has been going on for 3 hours since around 3:45 this afternoon. So those people have been stuck in that traffic for a while. You can see a truck that ran off the road there. At this point, we don't know if anybody was injured in that. We're working to learn more about what caused that crash. I do want to show you, though, this is a live look. Those lingering delays here on both sides. This is where that crash happened. That traffic now moving along there since they just opened this up. But you can see there's delays heading into Raleigh, out of Raleigh, heading toward Zebulon and Wendell. We'll continue to watch those traffic here in the Live Center.
Busy on the roads. Thanks, Matt. A terrible story in our area today. A 4-year-old girl dead, a 15-year-old hurt after a shooting in East Durham this afternoon. All of it unfolding on North Guthrie Avenue. WRAL's Aaron Thomas has what's been a very active scene there for hours, and more on what is now an arrest in this case.
We are hours into this investigation. As you can see behind me, a good portion of Guthrie Avenue remains blocked off. An adult man is in custody. Tonight, we are still trying to find out the connection between him along with the two victims involved. It has been a tragic and emotional evening out here. We saw an unarmed mental health experts escorting a woman who appears to be distraught over the situation. Police initially told us that they came out here at about 1:45 this afternoon about a call about an overdose, but then when they arrived, they found the 15-year-old and 4-year-old shot. We've been speaking with several people who say that it's unnerving to learn about yet another daytime shooting. It was actually just last month that WRAL told you about a deadly shooting and resulting in a 78-year-old man who was shot and killed. And a 15-year-old girl remains in the hospital fighting for her life. At this time, a motive behind this deadly shooting has not been released. Aaron Thomas, WRAL News, Durham.
Now to another breaking story in Raleigh. Oh, I'm sorry, Dan.
Yeah. He's investigating a shooting at On Point Gun Range in Northeast Raleigh. Our breaking news tracker was on that scene off of Spring Forest Road. Police say one man was shot around 2:30 this afternoon. That man's injuries are serious. It's unclear how the shooting happened. The State Highway Patrol is investigating after a woman was found dead a day after she crashed her car in this area. A 27-year-old Diamond Powell's car went off of I-40 in Orange County around 1:30 Tuesday morning. When first responders arrived, they couldn't find her. Multiple searches then turned up nothing. Then the family conducted their own search and found her body this morning, about a half mile away. State Highway Patrol says Powell was hit in a hit and run after that initial crash. They're asking anyone with information to come forward.
Something that it might seem minute, but if you were traveling through that area that night and saw something and felt like you have anything that could add to this investigation, we really would hope you would reach out, contact us, and let us look further into that.
Officials say it's not clear if Powell was hit on the shoulder or in the roadway.
Police are investigating possible celebratory gunfire after bullets were shot into at least three homes in Raleigh while people were celebrating the 4th of July. One is an apartment complex on Archean Way. Two others were in Spate Circle. That's where WRAL's Brett Neese is live. Brett, neighbors shaken up by this.
Actually, they are. One woman who lives right behind me, she says that she heard these gunshots but thought they were fireworks last night. Another man who lives just up the street tells me he can't believe this happened in his neighborhood. For these two homes on Spate Circle in Raleigh, the normal sounds of 4th of July celebrations were shattered by gunfire last night.
It's kind of crazy, kind of scary. I was actually walking my dogs when I got back and I saw the crime scene.
Hunter Lair lives just up the street. He wasn't home at the time, but he's grateful nobody was hurt.
Pretty depressing, honestly. It's kind of, I didn't think anything like that would happen in this neighborhood. This is a very nice neighborhood. Yeah. So it's just kind of a lot to take in.
An hour before this happened, an apartment here on Archean Way was also hit by stray bullets. Nobody was injured in either neighborhood, but for neighbors like Lair, it's hard not to think what could have happened.
Yeah, I'm pretty grateful it wasn't my house because we got a bunch of dogs in here. We got kids living here, so I'm happy we're safe.
Raleigh police tell me they are still investigating this. I'm working to find out whether or not they have any suspects in this case. Ashley, I'll stay on top of the story and keep you updated.
Brittany, live in Raleigh, thank you.
We're following some breaking news here in the WRAL Live Center. A shooting wounded one man in Raleigh. This happened in the 2200 block of Brewer Street just about an hour ago, around 6:05. You can see that there's some townhomes back here. If I pull out just a little bit on this map, Wake Forest Road is right here, 5 points down that way. And the Costco, that area, if you're familiar with it, just up there, Mommy Nori's, the chicken place right there. So this is a very busy area, a neighborhood that's tucked back in there. Raleigh police confirming to us that one man suffered a gunshot wound. He's been taken to the hospital with serious injuries. At this point, we don't know what led up to that shooting, but Raleigh police tell us there is no threat to the community at this time. We'll continue to watch for details as they come in.
All right, thank you, Matt. What was supposed to be a family-friendly event took a terrifying turn in Knightdale at their 4th of July celebration. During the fireworks display, a loud noise caused a group of people to start running for the exits. Authorities tell us that someone lit a fountain firework in the middle of the crowd while the fireworks show was going on, and many people thought it was the sound of gunfire, and people took off running in all directions.
This is the type of stuff that we see in schools. We deal with behaviors like this in school where it's, this is what I want to do. I'm not worried about anybody else and how it affects other people. And it spills over into the summer.
We spoke to a spokesperson from Knightdale, and they say that there were no shots fired, no reports of guns at the event. She said that the town is working to identify suspects, though, and charges are possible. Multiple people tell us they were bruised up after all of it. Knightdale police say no one, though, was seriously hurt.
A family wants answers after their loved one's body was in the woods for 2 days before being discovered. 28-year-old Dexter Ingram Jr. was found dead behind Picket Fence Lane on Monday afternoon. However, Raleigh police responded to the same complex 2 days prior on Saturday night and found bullets lodged in homes. Police said no one was injured. Ingram's family said a landscaper found his body and alerted police. The 28-year-old leaves behind four children.
More could have been done. They could have found him Saturday night. He could have been there suffering Saturday night when we could have did something, intervened, and he would be here today.
Police have not arrested anyone in this homicide case. They have not responded to questions about why it took 2 days to locate Ingram's body.
New security protocols are now in effect in Wake County schools. All visitors must now undergo a background check when they enter. It will check for recent custody and protection orders. It'll check for sexual offender registries. If you do not pass, you will not be allowed to enter the school. Year-round school district employees received training last week ahead of some students starting school July 11th. The new system is part of the district's response to a 2019 security audit of their schools.
Still ahead, a warning along North Carolina's coastline after several people, including children, were stung by Portuguese man-o-war. Plus, a local chip maker just landed a major deal. What a 10-year contract means for Wolf Speed's plans to expand in Chatham County.
Here's something you might not think about all that much, but Johnston County fire officials say they have responded to 5 house fires overnight caused by people unsafely throwing out used fireworks. Fire investigators say 4 of the fires burnt homes in Johnston County. They also responded to a fire in nearby Harnett County. No injuries were reported, thankfully, but all 5 fires caused some degree of damage to these houses. Fire officials say they've never seen this many house fires in the area from discarded fireworks after the 4th of July. They say it shows, though, that there's a need for education on how to safely get rid of fireworks after the holidays.
You really need to wet it and put it in a bucket after they're through with the fireworks we can use here in North Carolina, and that would solve the problem.
Officials say of these fires, they displaced 9 people in Selma. They were able to get out safely because their smoke alarms were working properly.
A Sanford woman is recovering after she contracted a rare flesh-eating bacteria. Tammy Russ cut her thumb while removing an ingrown hangnail. 24 hours later, she was in the ER. She had to have her thumb removed in emergency surgery in order to keep the bacteria from spreading. The surgery, though, was a success. Russ's family thanked the doctors at Central Carolina Hospital. Her husband wrote, "Those people knocked it out of the park. My wife would not be here living and breathing if they were not as good as they are at what they do."
What a story. Authorities at our coast, the state's Coast Guard, say Portuguese men-o-war have stung several people this week, including children. WRL's Chris Love joining us now with more on this. Chris, leaders there do have a clear message for people who want to visit the coast.
A very clear message, Dan. Don't touch the man-o-war. This is a warning going out as thousands of people hit the beach this week for Independence Day celebrations. Oak Island authorities reported a total of 6 people stung, and of those 6, 4 of them were children. And these are the places that reported Portuguese man-o-war sightings: Oak Island and Holden Beach. Now, man-o-war might look like jellyfish, but they're not actually jellyfish. They have a venomous sting that can seriously hurt. Treating the sting with heat can neutralize venom already injected. And just a heads up, experts say man-o-war can still sting you weeks after they've washed ashore. So again, don't touch the man-o-war. And Dan, we were kind of talking off the camera a little bit. You've had an experience before with being stung before. It hurt is what you told me.
Yeah, we weren't entirely sure. The doctor thinks it was because of the pattern that it left, but it's not something you want to experience, Chris.
No, it doesn't sound fun at all.
All right, Chris Lovingood in the studio. Thanks.
Big news for Durham Company. WRAL has learned Wolf Speed signed a 10-year contract to help make semiconductors for Japan-based Renesas Electronics. This is video of the big plant the company is building near the Siler City in Chatham County. The new agreement calls for the wafers to be produced here. It also provides Wolf Speed with a $2 billion cash deposit to help with the company's expansion plans. Renesas has an operation in Morrisville. The company will use the microchips in many applications, vehicles, home electronics, and industrial products. Job openings in the Triangle hit their lowest point in years. The WRAL TechWire jobs report shows 232,152 job postings right now. Sounds like a lot, but that's the 15th week this year job openings in the area have hit a new low, and the lowest we've seen since WRAL TechWire started tracking this data 2 years ago. Go to WRALTechWire.com to read an in-depth analysis of why the numbers are trending downwards.
Well, I'm sure you've noticed how hot it was yesterday while enjoying outside activities for your 4th of July holiday. According to new data, though, it was the hottest day on record when you consider the entire globe. The numbers came from the University of Maine's Climate Reanalyzer. The tool is used by climatologists as a reference to the world's conditions. It reported Earth's average daily temperature climbed to 62.9 degrees Fahrenheit. It comes just one day after the global average temperatures dropped 62 degrees for the first time in 44 years. Scientists say yesterday's record is likely to be the first of many. It's due to the combination of the climate crisis and the onset of an El Nino phenomenon. Meteorologist Kat Campbell joining us here now. I'm sure you have some of the same concerns that we all do when we hear stories like that one.
And it's unfortunate because so many people want to be outside enjoying the holidays with their families. But when we have these excessive heat warnings and heat advisories, it becomes a bit more dangerous to do so. Today, we didn't see the big heat that we've seen the past several days, all thanks to the showers and storms that pushed through the area. In Raleigh, the sun is shining bright. A live look from the City of Raleigh museum cameras at the Natural Sciences Museum here. It's a nice afternoon in downtown Raleigh after we've seen the rain really cool things off. In Clinton, still wet roads out there as we continue to track some showers around Sampson County. We don't have any of those strong to severe storms that we had earlier this afternoon, but we do still have some rain out there in the southern part of our viewing area and up toward Lake Gaston, just north of Lake Gaston. We are tracking a flash flood warning just to our west in Montgomery County. We'll watch that shower and storm to see if it's able to move into Moore County and cause any issues there. But for now, it's mainly light rain, especially compared to what we saw earlier. I do want to mention we may see some redevelopment of showers and storms overnight, though, and this is different than what we've seen the past several days. 8 o'clock tonight, still a chance of a shower storm in our southern counties, and we could see some of those showers and storms overnight. But overnight, we wouldn't have the severe weather threat. It would just be some scattered showers possible. Early tomorrow morning, though, as we start to heat up with that boundary still nearby, we could see a few showers and storms popping up. I think Futurecast is overdoing it a little bit. We're going with a 30% chance for rain tomorrow morning, so it's not a high chance. I just wanted to stress this since we're not used to it. Typically, it's just the afternoon and evening that we see the storms. There is a small chance you could see one tomorrow morning around breakfast time. 74 degrees for breakfast, 86 at noon. Lunchtime rain chances down to 20%, and then dinner time, we could see some scattered storms again. I don't think that we're going to see as many as we saw this afternoon, though. Today, we had a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. We saw storms in many of our big cities. Durham, Chapel Hill missed out on the rain, so maybe you'll get to see some tomorrow. But once we get to Friday, storm chances are lower, down to 30%. Just a few thunderstorms popping up on the radar during the afternoon. Friday, 93 the high. That's the downside, with less rain, hotter temperatures in store. Saturday and Sunday, trending a little bit wetter on some of the newer high-res model data. We're going with 90 for the high Saturday and Sunday. Each day features some scattered thunderstorms late in the day. If you are headed to the pool tomorrow to try to beat the heat, midday into the early afternoon, it's just a small chance for rain, so I think you'll be able to have plenty of dry hours out there at the pool to help you cool down. Just keep an ear out. If you hear thunder, it means you're close enough to get struck by lightning and you need to head inside. You can also take the WRL weather app with you. If you see any dark clouds in the distance, open up the dual Doppler 5000 radar. 90s in the forecast across the board for the next 7 days. Low temperatures only in the 70s. The coolest that we get is by next Wednesday morning. We're down to 70 degrees, but that's as cool as we go.
Yeah, is that cool? We'll call it cool. All right, thanks, Kat.
A water buffalo on the loose and running red lights in Charlotte? Yeah, this scene was caught on camera. How authorities finally captured him coming up.
I'm Willie Danley with the WRL Breaking News Tracker on Brewer Street in Raleigh, where police are investigating a shooting that has left one man hospitalized with serious injuries. I'll step behind the camera and show you exactly what we're seeing here. You can see this large police presence on Brewer Street, several of those cop cars that are out here. Currently, they're speaking to neighbors, asking them if they know anything. And if you can see behind these trees up here, there's one house, one of these townhomes that they have blocked off with yellow tape. I saw officers going in and out of that apartment. One of them removed a dog and handed it off to neighbors. As I said, the person that was shot has serious injuries, and we're told that they do not have a person of interest at the moment, but there is no threat to this community. We're working to figure out what led up to this shooting and what the current condition is of the man who was shot. We're going to keep you updated with that information. Back to you in studio.
Yeah, we'll have much more on that online, as well as at 10 o'clock on Fox 50 and 11 on WRAL. Switching gears now, let's take a live look at the WRAL Azalea Gardens. No more rain.
Yep.
You are running out of time to see the now 20-foot-tall century plant. Brown is beginning to creep up the stalk, and the yellow flowers are starting to wilt and turn brown.
It's not as bright as it once was.
No.
So I was grown kind of used to this guy out there. The plant only blooms once in its lifetime, which in North Carolina's climate, these plants live about 15 to 20 years. Then all of a sudden, it pops up and grows. It's spectacular. It grows really quickly, and then it dies. If you haven't had a chance to stop by the gardens to see it in person, I really recommend you do so. It is amazing to see in person. The Cumberland County Animal Shelter is full.
And for the next week, it is waiving all adoption fees to help the pets find forever homes. Cats, kittens, large dogs are all free. The animals also have to be at least 6 months old. The shelter there fills up often. Cumberland County Animal Services has posted multiple times in the last month that they were at capacity. So if you want to rescue a pet, the shelter is open Monday through Friday from 11 to 5:30 and Saturday from 1 to 5. People in Charlotte got quite a surprise. They were on the road, and then all of a sudden they see an escaped, illegally owned Chinese water buffalo found roaming the streets.
So TikTok, a video posted here, it shows it walking right through the intersection there, crossing a busy stretch of road. This saga began with three Chinese water buffalo that were running loose in that area. Police managed to capture two of them, but the efforts to corral the third were unsuccessful. The third one was seen in this video. It took all night to just wrangle it and get it kind of in one location. The video garnered over 1 million views already, and they had to euthanize the third one.
He was just a little too aggressive, according to some local reports.
But, illegally owned, too. There's some more to that story we should look into.
Can you imagine just seeing that, though? What?
No.
Thanks for making WRAL your choice for local news.
Our next newscast is at 10 o'clock on Fox 50. We'll see you back here at 11 o'clock on WRAL. Have a great night.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.